Hello to the wonderful listeners of the Pea and Raspberry podcast, starring Julia and her wonderfully talented co-host,
Miranda.
And happy Valentine's Day!
Happy Valentine's Day! I forgot this was coming out on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Makes me so excited. Yes. What a good episode.
Lucky us. One of me and Miranda's favorite holidays of all time. And what better way to celebrate than by immortalizing our favorite couple of all time, actually, and some would say, you know, not to stir the pot, but some would say my parents.
I mean, I haven't seen the birth certificate, so it's perfectly possible that that's real. You know, like we just don't know.
I feel it. I feel it in my soul. And in case you haven't noticed by now, we are obviously talking about the dynamic duo that is Tom Holland and Zendaya Coleman, aka Tom Daya. Now, it's been a minute and a half since Miranda and I have really covered Tom Daya because it's so emotionally everything to us that sometimes it knocks the winds out of our sails, even just thinking about how great of humans the two of them are.
It really does. And sometimes we have to hold ourselves back, truly.
Right.
So right. Be warned. Literally anything could happen during this episode. We just don't know.
Literally anything might be said and done. We might finish this entire episode and just press delete because it's going to scare us ourselves.
We might. I mean, we were supposed to record this last night, insider information, and we couldn't even get to it. We were talking about this topic for about an hour and then it led us down a path of like 10 different topics for literally 5 hours. And we couldn't record. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really, this topic gets us going.
It does. And there's no stopping us. So let's pray that today's episode is shorter than 11 hours. Like, that's what I'm aiming for. I really am nervous. It's funny because I feel like if I was a listener right now, it's like you pull up the episode, you're listening to it. You hear my introduction. Oh, we're going to talk about a favorite couple. And you're looking at that timestamp saying, you know, an hour, 50 minutes. Yeah. You're like, well, that makes sense. Yeah. You know,
I mean, we're going to try and keep it a reasonable amount of time.
No, we are. We are, because there is so much to be said that we almost have to do the opposite and say only what truly matters.
Yes.
Which is everything, though. Which is everything. Here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand about Tom Daya, and I've said it multiple times, and I'll keep saying it till the day I die. They are so incredibly powerful by themselves and the two greatest people I know individually. And then you put them in one big giant melting pot, you stir them together, and you have the world's greatest gumbo. Like, I just can't imagine a better mix-ums.
They redefine the term power couple, and I really have to remind myself not to be a parasocial freak about them, because I have been since I was like 17 years old. But that's why I say we have to hold ourselves back, because we don't want to be crazy. We know, we've learned, Iowa Debris has learned, that what you say on a podcast when you're in your early 20s sticks around. It sticks around.
Okay. She's right.
But we do want to share our honest opinions with you guys. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it. So as you may have guessed from the title of today's episode, we're actually going to dissect how other people, and we're kind of speaking specifically more of, well, no, I guess a lot of them are also fans of them, but just kind of how the general public who perhaps knows they exist but doesn't care too much about them perceives them, and specifically how they perceive them as a couple and how sort of things have changed since they've gone public, well, been outed publicly, but how things have changed and what the general perceptions of them are, and also how almost all these perceptions make us mad and make our blood boil.
And we want to tell you to stop perceiving them.
Right. But it is relevant to bring up, because if you know anything about popular culture, you know that in the past 2 years, just this idea of them as a couple has been brought up so many times. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even stress enough, you guys, the time from when I was graduating high school to entering college in the first, like, 1 or 2 years of college, maybe a little bit less than that, like, senior year to freshman year of college, let's say. That was, like, 2019, 2020. If I told someone, anyone, oh, yeah, my favorite celebrity is Zendaya, it would take people a solid second to kind of even remember who she is And then they would refer to her as that girl from Disney. And then, yeah, maybe they would talk about Tom Holland, but they'd be like, oh, you really think her and Tom are together or something like that, whatever. Yeah. Now, just a few short years later, you can't say either of their names. You could be at a random party with a guy who looks like he doesn't own a cell phone and you say either of their names and the immediate response is, oh, yeah, isn't he with Zendaya? What is she doing with him? What is he doing with her? I don't know. They kind of seem like PR to me. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you kind of look like her. Like, you know, it's so funny because – and Zendaya's talked about it herself, too, of how she really feels like she – even though she's been famous for so much of her life at this point, she really has felt like overnight it's reached a whole new height. Mm-hmm. But it's so interesting now how they as a couple are just so – known, which, okay, makes sense. They play Peter Parker and MJ. Like, that's kind of going to be a thing. But people can't even bring them up without bringing up their relationship. Whereas so many other celebrities aren't like that, especially because they don't really post each other and stuff. Like, they're not really public about it. True. So which it's might really be interesting to think about.
Like, the mystery.
No, but then I'm saying a lot of celebrities, it's the opposite, where a lot of celebrities, because they're not posting each other and stuff, people forget they're even together.
Right.
And they don't really care.
Yeah.
Slash interviewers already assume, okay, they're not going to want to talk about this because they're not openly posting them. So why would they want to? Like Austin Butler, when he was dating, I think, Kaia Gerber. Was it him or Jacob E. Lordy? No, Austin Butler. Oh, yeah, because he is dating Kaia. Okay, yeah, sorry. When he was playing Elvis and it premiered at whatever. I don't know, whatever. After Elvis, there was like a encore, applause, whatever. Standing ovation. And she kissed him, like, very publicly in front of everyone. She was so proud of him. And, like, later an interviewer was like, you and Kaia look so happy. Like, is she so proud of you? Is she so happy of you? He straight up was like, yeah, that's not something I'm willing to talk about. Next question. But a lot of celebrities are like that. Like, they're like, no, I straight up will not answer a single question about this person. Whereas a lot of interviewers and everyone just assumes, no, Zendaya owes us a cute story about Tom.
Which
Tom,
is like, crazy.
Owes us his best memories with Zendaya. So we're here to discuss why that is and what's going on in everybody's brains.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember after they were literally outed publicly, people were saying, like, in interviews, they're gonna ask interviewers not to ask about it because that is a thing, like, actors can do when they're doing a press tour or something. Their manager, whoever, will say, don't touch this topic in the interview. But then they still have been asked about it, which is really interesting. And I mean, they still are like holding back what they want to keep private. But there's sort of been this embracing of like, well, we can talk a little something because they're just happy. They're just happy. They just want to talk about how they're happy. But yes, right. Let's talk about how people talk about them.
Okay. So one of the biggest things that Miranda and I noticed or have honestly always been talking about for a long time now is the fact that they have become this new blueprint for any interracial couple, or I should perhaps rephrase that, interracial in the sense of one person. Well, okay, no, the girl in the relationship is usually a light-skinned black woman and the guy in the relationship is white, because obviously interracial doesn't just have to be black and white, but they've become this new blueprint for that. And any person, like, famous or not, anytime you see a light-skinned black girl and a white guy and they have somewhat similar body types, in the sense of the light-skinned black girl will be like in shape and the white guy will be in shape, but he's like not like a bodybuilder type, you know, not towering over the girl or whatever. The amount of times that my friends have turned to me looking at someone, you know, a couple on the subway, they're giving Tom Daya vibes. They're giving Tom Daya.
That's crazy.
And it's just this new – it is this blueprint, as if Zendaya is the first black girl to date a white guy. It is truly so interesting. I can't – I mean, it's not bad. Like, I'm – and it's funny because – wait, I don't even remember if I ever told you this, Miranda. I must have. But junior year of college – there was this guy that we knew, and he was a year older than us. I knew him because of his little. And he never, like, paid any – like, I just knew him, like, friendly, like, whatever, obviously. Mm. And so randomly one day, he was like, yeah, I saw your stories the other day of Zendaya. Or, like, I think her birthday just passed, so I just posted, like, all this stuff for her. And he was like, wait, I saw, like, Zendaya, like, all of your story. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you, like, remind me of her. And I was like, okay, like, thanks. And then he started being like, no, you're, like, really hot. And I was like, what? And it was crazy because he had never, like, before then, I would even go as so close as to say he didn't even really like me at all. Like, if I did kind of say hi to him, like, he was like, okay, and would walk away. And all of a sudden, and then he said, oh, because it's when I recreated her photos. And then he said to my friend, oh, come on, she knows what recreating Zendaya photos does to a guy. And my friend was like, wait, no, she doesn't. Like, she doesn't.
Wait.
So we were like, what does that even mean? And then he started saying, I want to be the, which, okay, this is not Tom Daya. This is actually Tim Daya. But he was like, I want to be the Timothy's to your Zendaya. And I was like, what? But the amount of times that, literally, yes. But the amount of times that, like, men, like, just any white guy that has, like, basic features of, like, white and, like, brunette, the amount of times I've had just, like, random conversations with men in which they're like, I could kind of be, like, the Tom to your Zendaya. And I'm like, why can't you just be the boy to my me? Like, why can't we? What does that mean? Like, what is so? And that's the thing. It's like, sure, I'm giving Zendaya because I am the shit. But who says you're giving Tommy boy? Because you're not.
Yeah.
He's one in a bajillion.
That's strange.
Isn't that crazy?
That's cuckoo. Yeah. People use it as, like, Tom Daya has almost just become, like, a term for, like, interracial couple.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I see it online, especially when people are talking about, I mean, sometimes, like, cast members of a show or movie, but, like, characters in terms of not only interracial couple, but also, like, couples where the guy is, like, less dominant personality-wise than the girl, or, like, giving slightly more, like, right, himbo, right, or, like, she's bossy and sarcastic or whatever it is, which is sort of similar to, like, Peter MJ. We don't know them in real life, but I'm sure a lot of people perceive them as that way in real life as well. For example, lately I've been seeing a lot of people say, like, they're my Tom Daya about the kids from the new Percy Jackson, yes, show, who play Annabeth and Percy, and she's black and he's white. Which, first of all, can you guys please shut up? These are children. They're children. Like, actually, it's so weird. But yeah, people use that all the time. I saw that about Danai Gurira from, she's in the Black Panther, but in Walking Dead with that guy. She's been doing, like, interviews with him lately.
What? Because it's such a funny comparison.
Walking Dead is coming out, whatever. And literally, I'm seeing people talking about them because they have really good chemistry in their interviews. And they're like, people are like, they're my Tom Daya. I'm like, guys.
Right.
So silly.
I think people are using it also synonymously with when, because Tom Daya, you can literally go back and watch their interviews and see, you can literally pick out moments of, like, okay, that was a girlfriend laughing at her boyfriend. Like, they're obviously, or, like, they would have little moments where they would slip up and be like, remember when we, like, went here? And then they would, like, kind of, like, stop talking because it's like, oh, why were you guys, like, going somewhere, just the two of you or whatever? And so I think now it's, like, synonymous with when you're convinced two people, like, during a press tour are actually in love, but then also the girl is black, which is so funny because, I mean, once again, that's just not that I will say, though, it is more rare to see, I don't know about dating, but I know at least parents-wise and, like, my parents' generation and, like, onward, it is actually, like, a thing that, like, it's, like, more people who are half black, it tends to be their mom who's the white one.
Yeah. That is a thing.
Because black men, like, betray their own kind and go for white women, whereas white men still go for white women and everyone goes for white women. So, yeah, I think people are just so – no, I thought – at first I thought you were just going to say the general expression of this is my Tom Daya, where people just, like, say that in general now. And it's so crazy because it's like, what does that even mean necessarily? I think it's the fact that those of us who believed in Zendaya ended up being right, which is so kind of rare because there's obviously been a million celebrity friendships and coworkers that people are convinced are dating, or, you know, the amount of screenshots you see on Twitter of these two actors and it's like they're fucking whatever and it's like a random photo of them. And so I think a lot of people who never really believed in them before are now kind of gagged that it's like it was actually real. Especially when that photo of Zendaya kissing Jacob came out, like all my friends, like, yeah, like I always knew you weren't right. I was like,
we were right.
That doesn't mean anything. I'm like, I am right. She's just with someone else now. Give her a minute.
Yeah.
So that was crazy. The day that the photos of them went, like, were released of Zendaya and Tom kissing, which I obviously don't support. That was a very bad moment for the two of them to be outed like that. But
privacy.
Right. The day that was released, the amount of texts I got on my phone of people from high school that I have not heard of from years being like, wait, I can't believe you were right. And I'm like, what is going on? That was crazy. Like everyone being like, I thought of you immediately. And I'm like, thanks, I guess. Like, I don't really support this.
You're like, but thank you. These are my parents. They've been together forever. Like, damn.
That's what I mean. I'm like, obviously my existence of life on this planet is proof of, you know, their relationship at some point. But anyways, moving on. So yeah, so that's really interesting to me and really iconic of them.
It is. I mean, I think that the saying, this is my Tom Daya, is often applied to like interracial couples, but also just in general, it could be just like you were saying, two cast members who have great chemistry and people ship them or whatever. And I just think it's so rare to, it sounds so silly, but if you're like a celebrity pop culture type person, it's fairly rare, especially nowadays, to like have this type of coupling happen, especially it being kept secret for so long. And so then I agree with you, like I think once they did become public, people are just so like over the moon or shocked or whatever that now it's
right.
It's become, Tom Daya has become this, like, iconic subject. And it's also used, I was seeing a lot of tweets when I was doing a little bit of research for this episode, of people taking a video or photos of two cast members, either in an interview or, like, behind the scenes on set, whatever. And one of them is laughing really hard. And they're like,
yes. Yes.
They got that Zendaya laugh, or
they went to the Zendaya school. They went to the Zendaya school flirting, when you want some dick. It
and it's like, guys, leave her alone. She just laughs like that. And this freaking Zendaya laugh thing has become such a huge thing. It's so silly.
That's crazy to me that that's like left the fandom and that's just like a known thing now, is bizarre to me. I also think, as much as it is hilarious that she laughs that hard at him, at some extent, I'm like, she just finds him funny.
Yeah, and you can see her laughing hard. And that's probably one of the reasons why they're in love. Other things in an interview or wherever, like it's not solely for him. But also, yeah, like one of the biggest signs I give off when I have a crush on someone is I'm laughing my ass off at their jokes.
Right.
So it's like, y'all,
because you're finding them charming. Yes, you're finding them more interesting and charming normal than everyone else in the room. Yeah, it's just crazy because now it's like totally out of the fandom, and I'll see tweets of people getting quite vulgar with it where people are like, I get it, Zendaya, like that's how I'm like when I'm ovulating too, like something like implying like, you know, she's like horny, so she's like laughing like at his jokes. I'm like, I don't think she has to do that. But that was crazy to me, seeing people who like don't like actually care about her and like aren't in the fandom talking about this quote-unquote Zendaya laugh. And obviously she knows about it now too, and she's like always blushing when someone brings it up because that's so funny to be outed for like laughing so hard at your boyfriend.
Laughing anywhere.
Yes, I think she is. My God. I will say, if you guys haven't seen this before, look up Zendaya buffering on, is it Jimmy Kimmel, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Is Kimmel? No, I think it's Kimmel. There's this iconic, if you guys haven't heard of it or seen it, there's this iconic moment where the Spider-Man, I think, No Way Home cast is on Jimmy Kimmel, and Zendaya is going through everything laughing, and then they're kind of like queuing up, another joke, if you will. Like, there's a moment where nothing is funny. And Zendaya's just open mouth smiling, but just
not
like
moving.
Staring into the distance, like just totally froze in place. And it's funny because, like you said, it's like that's how you can tell she's in love or has a crush or whatever it is, because that's like what you do when you're around your crush or your partner or whatever, where it's like nothing's even funny in that moment, but you know you're about to laugh. So that's that smile staying on anyways. Mm-hmm. Like she was just sitting there overjoyed waiting for that next chuckle.
And also just so like that's what do you guys expect? She's on TV doing this interview where you're supposed to like stay upbeat and do sort of a performance.
Right.
Like, duh, this is how somebody's gonna act.
Right. Like, I think it was a little adrenaline high.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on, I want to talk about how other celebrities mention them. Well, also the fact that other celebrities just in general mention them a lot, like that in and of itself, okay, closed sentence. Like, it's actually mm-hmm. and another example of how I think before individually they weren't mentioned so greatly. And ever since publicly being outed as a couple, they're talked about even more now as a couple. And it's this sense of other people in Hollywood or just other famous people in general, whatever, having this understanding almost of like they're a safe to people to like mention, in the sense of I know people will eat that up and they're not problematic.
And because in all seriousness, they themselves probably won't be that much, because a lot of, I mean, we're going to talk about it, celebrities talking about them is just saying how much they love them or how cute they are together or whatever it is.
Right.
It's a very positive thing. And yeah, it's received super well.
Right. But I also think there's an understanding. I mean, I don't think a lot of the celebrities that we are about to read to are not these like crazy clout chasers or anything. But I do think in a lot of instances too, there's an understanding of people will be very happy if I say this, as opposed to there's a million other celebrities that if you mention how much you love them or whatever, it's going to be a whole discussion in and of itself of why do you support them? Because if you genuinely think about it, who in 2024, what celebrity on Zendaya's level, like actually A-list, actually her whole face being the cover of one of the biggest films that's about to come out right now, who can you name on her level that's like less problematic than she is?
Yeah.
So I also think there's such an understanding like on the internet and stuff and on social media that it just, why would you hate on them? Which is ironic because we're going to talk about later people hating on them as a couple. But
crazy people.
I just think in terms of other celebrities speaking, there's an understanding of, yeah, why would I not love them and all of these things. Do you want to read some quotes together, like the article that you sent me? And we can like switch off reading them. That might be cute. Okay, so this is what some other celebrities have said about the infamous Tom Daya. Do you want to start, Miranda?
I'm skipping the first one.
Okay. I mean, it's not saying anything about them. So. Yeah. Okay. So do you want to do this one?
Okay.
This one's cute. This one I really like.
This one is like my favorite one. It's so adorable. And I love this guy. It's so JB adorable. Smoove. Who was in the Spider-Man movies as sort of a smaller part. He's one of the teachers, but, you know, knows them from that. And it's crazy because anybody who worked on Spider-Man, even though they were keeping it on the down low, like, they saw that developing, you know, which is wild. But anyway, he goes, oh, I love those two. I love them so much. And he calls them this is a quote, the most adorable couple ever in the history of adorableness. And then he offers his advice and he says, have time for love, but have time for laughter. Laughter, smiles, stress-free lifestyle, yes. You know. Find out about each other, which is so funny. It's like, they don't know about each other. Find out about each other and find some way to keep watering that seed and keep growing and growing. So cute.
That's amazing. I'm like, does he actually not have their numbers to just tell them this personally?
Like, apparently not.
It's such an insightful and wonderful thing to say. And I knew he'd be on the right side of history. I love him. So, Okay, I'm getting all the bad quotes. But the next quote is Jacob Batalone, who played Ned in Tom Holland's Spider-Man movies. And he said, this, like, isn't even about them. It's like, okay. He says, they're my family, and we've really grown a lot together. We've seen each other go through it. It was a pretty emotional moment for us because we couldn't just believe that we had accomplished something so amazing together. The gravity of it all, it's a lot. I think Tom is very happy and fortunate, too. He loves his job and what he does and the character of Peter so much. Okay, so that had nothing to do with Tom Daya.
Jacob was there the whole... He had to go through so many press tours, sitting in between them.
I genuinely don't think the general public understands, because they were not watching all of these older interviews the way that we were, and, you know, fans of Zendaya and fans of Tom were. But Jacob Batalone, the amount of interviews they have where the interviewer mentions something that's not even funny. The interviewer is like, what's your favorite color? And Zendaya and Tom will turn to each other, completely turned away from Jacob, and be like, blue, and start dying laughing. And, like, Jacob is just, there's this, do you know that one interview? I forget what, like, is being said. But Jacob at one point turns to the interviewer and is like, okay. Because they're just not even looking at him. They are not interacting with him. I'm like, that is crazy to third wheel an entire press tour three separate times.
Yeah. I would lose it.
That was rough for him. And he had, like, a breakdown on his Instagram because every time he did Q&As.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay. It's because we're buffering so much.
That's right. I know.
But every time he did Q&As, fans would be like, what are Tom and Zendaya like in person? And he'd be like, if you want to know, go ask them. I'm not Tom and Zendaya.
Yeah, or like he would go on Instagram Live. I'd be asking him the same questions. I can't even. Everything would be about them. And he'd be like, guys, actually, shut up. Okay.
Like, that must be rough. Next one is, you finally make it as an actor and you could never predict. No, it's okay. Go ahead.
The buffer is so bad. Okay. Next one is from Spider-Man producer Amy Pascal, and this is also one of my favorite ones.
Oh, she goes, I love this
one. She's referring to when she first cast them. She goes, I took Tom and Zendaya aside separately when we first cast them and gave them a lecture. I gave them the same advice to Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone. It can just complicate things, you know? And they all ignored me.
Love. Thank goodness they did.
She said this after they became public, years after the event that she's referring to.
That's so crazy to me. Imagine. I love instances like this where it feels like a little movie in and of itself. Like, that would happen in a movie. Like, all right, don't go dating the last couple who did this, or the last co-stars who had this role dated, and it's too much drama. And they're like, yeah, don't worry. We, like, hate each other, if anything. And then, of course, they fall in love. That is a rom-com, is it not?
It is.
Maybe they should make a documentary about the behind the scenes of the making of Tom Holland's Spider-Man trilogy. And I'll be the director and editor.
Yeah, you should.
That'll oh my God, imagine Oscar. It's like that, that scene from Love Actually where I'm hired to film the entire cast during the making of three separate movies over the course of like 6 years, and then they go to screen it and it's all zoomed in shots of Zendaya, and John Watts is like, and I'm like, because I just didn't care about anyone else.
I mean, we need it. I mean, the film industry needs that movie.
That's what the people would be there for. Yeah, come on, let's not lie to ourselves. Okay, so the next quote comes from Drew Barrymore. This makes me laugh because I, like, don't even understand why she would say this. But she said, this was on Instagram. Like, I believe this is an Instagram caption. And she goes, so she posted a picture of her and Tom, an old photo of her and Tom. And she said, I remember meeting you, what was it, 2011? And I was so captivated by you. And I just had watched your movie and we were meeting about a project I was going to direct. And I truly thought you were the most impressive and incredible person, as well as such an extraordinary talent. But watching you grow up, fall in love with the greatest woman at Zendaya, I can't, and become our hero, from Spider-Man to the greatest dancer in a Billy Elliot. That doesn't even make any sense. And at Lip Sync Battle. And now you will play Fred Astaire, hopefully? Question mark, question mark, question mark. There is nothing you can't and won't do. I remember this moment, period. And I woke up and saw it on at Tom Holland Updates. And I didn't know there was a record of this pick. It was like, every time I see you, I remember this moment. And now I have record of it too. I send you and your lady the very best. As always, I am cheering you on with a million exclamation points. There is only two sentences in this whole thing that end in periods instead of exclamation points.
She literally woke up, saw that photo on Tom Holland Updates, and was like, I need to write an essay to not only Tom, but his girlfriend too.
The fact that she's like, to see you fall in love with the greatest woman. Like, you have never met them together, Drew.
She's like, it's I've been watching. I've been watching
because it happen. This would be me as a celebrity where it's like, I vaguely know one half of a couple and then I'm posting a throwback with the one half that I, by the way, I ship you and your girlfriend so hard. Love you guys. And everyone's like, what? You do not know them. But I love Drew for this. I mean, I love Drew in general. And I'm happy she is also on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they ever saw the post or, like, responded to her in any way or anything.
I don't think so, because, like, why have I never heard of this?
I remember hearing about it when she posted it. I did hear of it.
I absolutely did not.
Everybody's like, okay.
Because, like, literally, what do you do with that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You just smile and nod.
Right. Right. Okay, you can take the last quote. I don't like it.
So okay, this next one is so silly. Yeah. This is Dominic Fike on Jimmy Fallon talking about... Well, I wonder what the question was. Or if he was just bringing this up about, like, press tour. He goes,
I think they I knew said, I was going like, to hear Tom's name. How is Tom Holland? Like, is he nice or something?
Oh, okay.
Because they were like, oh, has Tom, like, visited you for a set or something like that?
But he goes, I knew I was going to hear Tom's name. Well, I can tell you... Wait, what? Well, what I can tell you is that Tom is surprisingly a nice guy for being Spider-Man. You know, because you assume, as Spider-Man, you can do whatever you want. You can walk into any room and point at someone's girlfriend, you know what I mean? He doesn't do that. He points at his girlfriend and kisses her on the mouth. It's like, okay, Dominic Fike, we know what you would do if you were Spider-Man.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. He's like, he could fuck around, but... He doesn't.
He doesn't. Praise God, Tom Holland.
And the audience all cheers. Yay, Tom Holland's monogamous. But it just is so worth noting that literally no one has ever said anything besides them. They're both the two nicest people. And I think that people, like other celebrities, are really taken aback by how good their relationship seems. Because as ridiculous as Dominic Fike worded it, he has a point in the sense that of course, when you're a certain level of fame, you could pretty much have absolutely anyone you want. Same goes for Zendaya. And so I think a lot of times celebrities are perhaps taken aback by the fact that, like, it's a really real relationship. Like, they really are just concerned with one another, and they really – he does not care who else is in the room, or, like, he is there for Zendaya and she is there for him. So I'm sure that's quite surprising to people when they literally live in the city that's considered, like, the fakest city in the world. So sorry, Tom Day, I can't relate to the cheating allegations.
Okay, yes. And one last thing that I want to talk about of people just talking about how much they love them. And this is a great example because he actually knows both of them very well and has known them for years, is Law Roach, Zendaya's stylist, who then did become Tom's stylist, talking in an interview, I'm pretty sure it's on Drew Barrymore, talking about their red carpet debut together, which was for No Way Home, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's just talking about, how, you know, what the process of that was, getting the outfits. And also he's saying, he's like, I was saying to them, like, are you ready? Are you ready? Like, this is your debut. are you ready? And he's, you should, seriously, I recommend looking up the video of him saying this because it's so sweet. And he goes, yeah, because they've been secretly, and then he pauses and he's like, in love forever. So this was a really special moment for them. It's just so sweet because he actually has been there for them through so much. And I came across, I mean, I'd seen the video before, but again, when I was prepping for this episode, I came across a TikTok of this clip from this interview, and it had over 500k likes, and I was like, see, they're so loved. Like, people love to see them be happy together.
There must be a weird feeling as a celebrity if a video of your stylist saying you've been in love with your partner for so long has 500,000 likes. Like, that's just such an that must be such a weird, interesting feeling. Like, it's one thing for people to love you, but then for people to love, like, the way you love your partner and stuff must be so interesting. And if I haven't mentioned it yet, I'm obsessed with them. So, and then really quickly before we move on, some other celebrities have mentioned them. The infamous Tiffany Haddish at, where was that? Was that, like, it couldn't have been the Emmys. Where was that?
Wait, what? You're so right. What award show was that? It wasn't the Emmys?
Well, it was before Zendaya was nominated for Euphoria, because the first year she was nominated was virtual. So I'm like, I don't think she would go before then.
Yeah.
Was it like MTV? I'm like, I don't know. Golden Globes, perhaps?
I Googled Tiffany Haddish grapefruit trick joke, and it's just all about the movie Girls Trip.
And that's the grapefruit funny. Trick. Well, anyways, while Miranda's looking that up, for those of you who don't know, there was an award show that Tiffany Haddish was hosting, and she got on stage and was like, I'm extremely paraphrasing here, but she was like, yeah, Zendaya, you're old enough now. I got to teach you how to grapefruit. Which?
It was the MTV Awards.
I was right. Okay. Which, if you don't know, grapefruiting is a sexual sensation for a man's penis. So anyway,
she goes, Tiffany Haddish goes, she taught me how to model and I taught her how to grapefruit. And then everybody laughs and she goes, what? She's 21 now. She's a grown woman. You got to know how to do that if you want a husband.
I can't believe she said that, because I feel like that's one of the first and only still times that someone, like, so publicly, like, sexualized Zendaya or, like, made a sexual joke, like, with her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was just so taken aback when that happened, because I was like, it doesn't even occur to me that Zendaya, like, would know what this is or have seen a penis. Like, I don't even know what, like, it just, I mean, felt crazy.
Regardless, it's weird and yeah.
And obviously there's the whole thing about Zendaya.
In the flavor of Tiffany Haddish's humor. Right.
Obviously, people do view her as younger as well, because a lot of people associate her with Disney Channel and all of these things. And, like, even Tiffany herself was like, what? She's 21 now. Like, she's not, you know, she's not a kid. But feels insane. And then Anthony Mackie, this was, like, a little moment in one of his press tours for whatever Marvel movie. It must have been one of the Avengers that, like, he was in with Tom, but Tom wasn't in the interview with him.
I think so.
And he's talking about Tom. And he's like, and then Tom comes to set wearing his girlfriend's pants, and everyone, it was just a big deal because Tom and Zendaya were not at all public, and everyone was like, okay, he just said that. Like, he just said that. So, okay. Yeah. And then we've gotten many a proof of them sharing
pants. Whether it's
pants,
about so. Them as a couple or not, they're always being talked about.
Always. And that's basically the main idea.
And they love to share clothes.
And so I wanted to talk about as well, one of the biggest things that they are perceived for is this idea that Tom, or not idea, I mean, it's a fact, that Tom is shorter than Zendaya. And listen here, before I even continue my sentence, or let's be real, paragraph, I need to point something out. I'm 5'7 and I think 3/4 or something. So let's say 5'8 on a good day. I have had many experiences. I've met a bunch of men shorter than me. I've met men taller than me. But on average, for me, yeah, I like my men to be like at least 6 foot or higher, because the second I put on heels or even just chunky shoes, I'm like their height and whatever. You know, I'm not 5'2". I'm not just smaller than everyone, blah, 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 blah. So yes, I relate to and understand this idea and this want to be with a taller man. But any of you walking around saying, Zendaya can do better, Zendaya can do better, and your reasoning is because Tom Holland is 1 to 2 max inches shorter than her, you need to find the nearest Nickelodeon slime and drown yourself in it. Because what the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about?
The number of times I just... I'm talking to someone and them as a couple comes up for whatever reason. The number of times I've had people just go, oh, she can do so much better. And I'm like, why? And they're like, they think and they're like, well, you know,
great,
she's shorter
like,
than her.
Great.
And I'm like, what? If you actually came, if you actually had a good reason, maybe I would listen to you for a second longer. But first of all, you have to take a moment to think, and then that's your thing you're going to say?
Delusions.
Like, really?
Delusions, to a new extent. Up. I mean, that's the thing. It's always the people who are saying this are always the people who straight up don't know them. Like, they're not – I mean, we don't know them either, of course, but they're not fans of them. Like, we've – of course, we've seen all these interviews with them interacting and all of these things, whereas these people genuinely don't even know Zendaya's last name, and they want to walk around here saying, oh, free my girl – because she's with someone shorter. And I was telling Miranda, listen, you shouldn't have to justify it to begin with. It doesn't matter what your partner looks like. You should never have to justify that, obviously. And also, he's a very attractive guy. Like, he's a movie star. He was cast as Spider-Man. Like, he's attractive. But regardless, you shouldn't have to justify it. But let's say our life's dependent on it, guns to our head. We need to justify Tom being short and blah, 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 whatever. I was telling Miranda, I'm like, listen, let's say, you know, it's like an agreed upon thing universally that the hottest guy you could be with is like 6 inches taller than you. And like the taller the guy is, like the hotter he is. And like that's what every woman wants. So if you're saying that, but Zendaya's with a guy who's a little bit shorter than her or whatever, isn't that even just more so of a sign that like she really likes him and this is real and she's not just in it for... Which is, it's so ridiculous, because I can't even say she's not just in it for the looks, because he is hot. So that's ridiculous to say even that. But okay, this idea of height, she's not just choosing the tallest male model in the room and going home with him. She obviously loves this guy. I don't think, she does not care. Look how long they've been together. On and off since 2017, which, okay, you didn't hear that from me. But you know what I'm saying? It's so crazy to me where I'm like, so you really think Zendaya's up at night, mm-hmm. rattling, shaking around in her crib, that her boyfriend is 1 to 2 inches shorter than her? Oh, poor girl. Come on. Be serious.
It's so stupido. And people really, a lot of people really just have a thing in their heads and for themselves and their own lives as well about height. Needing, if you're a woman and you are straight, you need the guy that you're dating to be much taller than you or over 6 foot or whatever it is. I think it's so silly, and it's literally
like,
is.
Just say you want to date your dad and move on.
Okay, literally, because huge height differences, we don't have to get into it on the podcast, but something weird is going on. But anyway, the other thing is, like, let's say hypothetically in Zendaya's ideal world she was dating a guy who is 6'1" or whatever. Do you think she's going to break up with a guy that she loves because that maybe is her preference? I'm just like,
that's what
when
I'm
people
saying.
Really
what
are
you
are
talking
saying
about?
She should leave him. She can do better, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, have you guys never heard of love?
Apparently not.
Have you never heard of that? I think that's what you're revealing by
and
yourself.
And by
right
the
now.
Way, if your reasoning for Zendaya needs to break up with Tom is that he's too short for her, then a lot of you have a lot of breaking up with your raggedy ass, smelly ass, you know, poop trail on the boxers, white, gross, teeth missing things you call boyfriends, okay? Because look at Tom and Zendaya. Look how crazy hot the two of them are. And if you're saying, no, Tom's a little short for her, then what do you call your boyfriend for you? Because yeah, maybe your boyfriend's taller than you, but he also looks malnourished and smells like my foot after a 10-mile fucking
he's
run
a little
and I'm
ugly
not kidding
for you.
So what are you doing about that thing? because he's less attractive than animals I've seen on the street. It's always girls with the raggediest boyfriends, the boyfriends who do not wipe their assholes. Like, that's the thing, too. It's like, I know Tom Holland wipes his asshole. It's always the girls whose boyfriends do not wipe their assholes, refuse to wear protection in bed, refuse to get tested for STDs, that are coming up here with this, someday I could do better. Look in the mirror, girl, because you can do loads and loads better. I'm not kidding. Seeing certain people in my life with their boyfriends physically disgusts me. So you cannot convince me. Like, even if I wasn't this big of a fan of theirs, like, even if they weren't my favorite celebrities, but I was just the average person walking down the street, saw a paparazzi photo of them on the cover of a magazine, I could never be convinced that's a, you know, odd-looking couple or unattractive couple. They both look very kind, very generous. I'm hearing all these other celebrities say about them, oh, I love them. Oh, they're great. Oh, my gosh, they're amazing. But you're over here with your boyfriend who, you know, finishes inside of you after 3 seconds and a half on a good day, doesn't shower for 6 days straight, and never even heard of wiping his ass. And you have the audacity to judge their relationship. Okay, just wondering. Just making sure we're on the same page. Because that gets me. I really just had a revelation right now. Like, it really is the girls whose boyfriends could double as my Halloween scarecrow in my front yard who want to claim Tom Holland's too short and therefore the whole relationship is ridiculous. Okay. Okay. Because literally, if you think their relationship is ridiculous, then your relationship is offensive.
It is crazy. And I think it's because people see Zendaya as, like, a literal goddess.
Correct.
Which, right. Valid perception. But they think that Tom is not at all at her level.
Right.
And also, it's just like you're saying, it's always the girls who have their ugly little boyfriends. It's like, do you not see yourself as deserving of somebody more attractive,
like, introduce them to a shower,
less stinky, or somebody smarter, whatever it is? That's the thing, too. Because, like, you're able to understand that Zendaya deserves something great, which she does have, and you just don't know about it. You also deserve something great, girl. Get rid of the stinky boyfriend.
Yes, girl. Here's a life hack to lose 160 pounds instantly. You drop the bum. Like, my gosh. Break up with your boyfriend. If you're listening to this right now, break up with your boyfriend. Like, if you're in a heterosexual relationship, I guarantee your boyfriend's at least somewhat, like, weird and stinky.
Literally, so do it.
Forget it. And that's another thing. People say this. It's actually a fact, too, that people say. They show you a picture of a guy. They're like, no, I know he's not the cutest, but I swear his personality makes him so attractive. So if you can understand that you fell in love with your boyfriend, I bet for a lot of, you know, heterosexual women, their boyfriends are not who they dreamed up in their head. When they were a kid, they dreamed up, you know, Chris Hemsworth in their head. I guarantee that's not what your boyfriend's looking like. But you learned to accept him for who he was because you fell in love with his personality. Tom Holland crosses off every single box on the list. He is just slightly shorter than Zendaya. And you're like, how does she not see it? How does she accept this? Huh? Also, let's keep in mind the fact that she's been cheated on before and Tom's not cheating on her. Like, and he's actually a good guy, if anyone cares. But
Yeah. And even if you think that Tom is not very attractive for you personally, whatever, do you think, like, it's almost like people are, like, calling her stupid or something. And it's like, do you think that she doesn't see value?
That's what I'm saying, is she's obviously very self-aware that she could have anyone she wants. I guarantee her DMs are flooded with a million random, really hot people begging for a chance. And so isn't that even more, like, beautiful to you then? That it's like, yeah, she, like what Dominic Fike was saying, like, they could have anyone they want, but they don't want anyone. They want each other. Guess not. Go break up with your boyfriend, seriously. Mm-hmm. And if your boyfriend is on this side of the... That's another thing, too. It's a lot of men that are like, Zendaya. You know, there's been a lot of comments about the fact that she's not with a black guy, which is like, okay, you just sound ridiculous. And then there's a lot of men just saying, you know, they could show her better. I literally have never been more serious in my entire life when I say, no, you could not. and she would never be with any of them. I literally cannot stress that enough. She called me personally before we recorded this episode and said I would never be with one of these poop tracking through the boxers, failed to take shower, failed to get rid of that dick cheese, sorry for my language, boys. And you can pass that message along to your listeners. And okay, here I am Zendaya doing it for you. You're welcome.
And that's a direct quote.
Yes, it is. Okay. And then also with the height difference, I want to mention, which this is insane. And this now, you know, breaks into this category of people praying for their downfall as a couple and like hoping they break up, which is very confusing to me. Yeah, very confusing to me. But anyways, just recently we had a surge of people and the internet believing that they weren't together anymore. And then Tom literally posted a video of Zendaya at, it was a Paris Fashion Week. It was for Schiaparelli. And it's a video of her, just like a little edit of her like strutting. She looks amazing with the audio in the background of Cupid's Chokehold, where it's like, take a look at my girlfriend. And he was like, this video was literally made for me. It's like, what? Oh my god, he's so funny. And then another just like picture of her where he like put a bunch of heart eye emojis and stuff. So obviously they're not broken up, but people have been really like, people don't see them together for 24 hours and are like, okay, finally they're over, which is really confusing to me.
And there's still people who genuinely believe that they are a PR couple. Which is right. Crazy. Like, I get why the rumors started in the first place, because they were outed right before No Way Home came out, and it's like they're a couple in the movie, blah, blah, blah. Still silly, because that's not how PR couples work, and a PR couple isn't a couple who is never, who, like, hates to be photographed together and rarely goes to events together and blah, blah, blah. But people still, to this day, it's been years, genuinely are like, I don't want to be that person, but I really do believe Zendaya and Tom aren't a genuine couple, and I think they're PR. Like, what? I mean, whatever. I guess it's not harming anybody to be talking about that online, but it's so silly, and it's so just like, I actually don't get yes. why you don't believe it. Like, I don't know, are you racist or something? Because what?
Listen to me when I say, 4.5 years ago, I was hired as Zendaya's PR manager. And I've been it ever since. And I didn't want to tell you guys because Zendaya told me to keep it on the DL, which is why I still live in New Jersey. But I was hired to work alongside her every second of every day. And I can confirm to you guys right now that that couple is not PR. It's not. It's real. It's real because I've seen it with my own two eyes. And if it was PR, I would know because I would be in charge of
it.
And
that's an exclusive.
And yeah, that's an exclusive. You can put that in your quotations, People magazine, okay? Because that's real. That's real love. And we've all tried to undermine it before, but I've seen it. I just want you guys to know. So the next thing I'm going to mention, yeah, I don't want to spend too long on it necessarily because...
Go ahead with what you were going to say earlier.
It raises a lot of issues of, you know, the masculinization of Black women. Miranda and I were talking about, like, you know, queering the world as... It's a whole thing. You'll understand in a moment. But there was this photo. I'm sure a lot of you know what I'm talking about, of Zendaya and Tom walking Tessa, Tom's dog. They're in London. They're just kind of in this little, like, park area. It's pretty, like, open space. And Zendaya's wearing, I believe, a navy blue beanie and, like, a yellow oversized zip-up. And then Tom's in a similar outfit. I believe he's wearing a beanie as well and, like, a zip-up or something. And Zendaya, there's a shot of them that's, like, pretty much, like, knees up. And Zendaya has her hands around Tom's hips, which I'm literally laughing as I describe this because I'm like, they're so cute. I don't even understand how to like perceive this in any way except for like, I desperately want this. And by the way, it's so stupid because it's not like she's holding his hips and like, like salsa dancing with him and throwing him in the air. And right. She's not,
it's
like,
not like she's,
right,
she's picking him up off the ground. And
like, she literally,
around,
her
like,
hands like
baby.
Loosely okay. around his hip for like a second. And these pictures of that day were going really viral. But one of the reasons why it was going really viral was people kept commenting on the fact that they're both dressed, A, very like gender neutral, and B, the person who identifies as a woman in this relationship is putting her arm around the man's hip, which is something that in heterosexual relationships is viewed as the man would assume that position with a woman, which is like, so silly. Like, even saying this out loud is so silly because it's like, do you understand even how like close-minded and stupid and just like ridiculous? Like, have you ever kissed anyone before? Like, doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
But it's like, when this like went viral, I saw someone quote it and say, oh my God, they're T for T. And it had like 60K likes. And I was like, what's T for T? Like the letter T and then the number 4 and the letter T. And my mutuals responded and they were like, oh, it means trans for trans. And I was like, what? And I like didn't even understand what that like meant. Like I was like, I don't, they're not, like I just didn't understand what people were necessarily saying and stuff. So I actually was looking it up. I looked it up in real time, but then I also looked it up again right before this episode, obviously to like be refreshed on it. And I found this video of this insane woman, transphobic woman, because I believe the whole point of her doing these series is to, she like says at the end, like, oh yeah, so look out for these markers to identify trans people, like as if, you know, we should be scared of trans people and we should be identifying them and all of these things that are just like genuinely terrifying to me that that was even on my Twitter and had as many likes as it even had. But so she's talking about it and she's
horrible
dissecting this photo of Zendaya on a red carpet. She's talking about Zendaya's features. She's literally naming features that just means you're like skinny. Like she's like, you can see her collarbones. You can see her jawline. She has like these thin arms. Her, like she's literally just saying Zendaya like is toned and has a toned body. And I'm like, okay, okay. And then she's like, but you still can't tell unless you look at their romantic partner. And then it comes up with a picture of Tom Holland. She's like, yep, there we have it. The romantic partner now has feminine features. And I don't even remember if she like named any features of Tom because she probably couldn't even find anything to name because what are you even going to say? Like, that doesn't even make any sense. But yeah, it was just a crazy video. And then, like I said, it ended with her being like, so look out for these markers of transness. I got like, I was like, what are you saying? But it was crazy. And so many of the responses were like, oh my God, this would be iconic. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. I could so see them doing this. Oh my God, this would make me love them as a couple if they were like trans for trans. And I'm like, listen, I love my trans brothers and sisters, doy. But to sit online and dissect someone's body, especially a black woman, like that has a million of its own connotations in and of itself, but to dissect somebody's body and discuss whether or not they're trans, and if even just the existence of their romantic relationship indicates that they're trans, has to be a form of mental illness. I'm not even exaggerating at all. That has to be, like, if you were to mention that to a therapist, I don't think they would have a normal reaction, straight up. Because what are you even talking about? And, like, Miranda and I even spoke about, too, this idea of, you know, with celebrities, we obviously don't know them at all, you know, the way that we know our, you know, people in real life. We know their favorite colors. We don't know their sexual orientation and things like that. And so it's the same concept of people claiming, you know, someone's gay or bi or whatever it is, versus or now saying, you know, someone's trans. What if they really are? You know, like, then thank you for this video. Thank you for just outing to the world.
It's like, not going to encourage them to come out.
Right, exactly. Why would they see that and feel good? But it's just, it's so, it was really bizarre to me that they were being viewed as this commodity, as this thing that's not even real. And people were pushing their own projections onto it of like, oh my God, I would live for them if they were both, if we found out they were both trans and blah, blah, blah. And people were even speaking about it as if they were characters. They're like, one day they'll tell us like what's going on. I'm like, one day they're not telling us shit. What are you, what are they going to tell us one day? What does that even mean? Like, yeah, Zendaya and Tom are getting ready to write their tell-all of, oh, you guys deserve the truth. We don't deserve shit, actually, at the end of the day. So I don't even know where to start with this whole trans. And like Miranda and I talked a lot about the idea of like queering the world, which is different from, that's not the same though as pointing at someone and being like, they're gay. That's not the same thing. But we talked about that too, and we were actually saying it's ironic too, because even then we actually wouldn't like use them as an example of that, or like that wouldn't be the first couple or first two people we think of to like support. But anyways, you can talk more about that if you'd like. But okay, yes, yeah, continue.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, starting with the video you were talking about, the act of going online, and picking apart and dissecting someone's looks and body, regardless of whether you're even talking about their gender or whatever, is weird in the first place. That's weird behavior and you should stop. Second of all, yeah, the video you were specifically referencing is obviously bad, and it's this gross thing of like witch hunt. We need to be able to tell who's trans and who's not, and blah, blah, blah. And it's disgusting and transphobic and gross and disgusting. And again, like you were saying, it also is in line with this racist belief that Black women are more masculine looking and we need to judge them for that and blah, 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 blah. So just all gross. And the thing about people getting excited about this idea of them being queer or genderqueer in some way is weird because they're doing it in a way that's projecting this idea onto them, which they are not asking for or not consenting to. And, you know, there's a difference between if it makes you happy to imagine that your favorite celebrity is bi or is non-binary or is trans or your favorite character is one of these things. I understand why that makes people happy, especially as queer people are a minority. But to go online and be saying that is weird because that's a real person who, like, has a real sexuality and gender. And, like, why are you going online and putting this onto them? And also, I'm like, okay, you know, if you want to imagine that it makes you happy, first of all, keep that to yourself. Second of all, there are actual people who are out trans actors or gay singers or whatever it is. It's like, let's celebrate the people who did come out and who are talking about their identity. And so it's just very weird. And it's really like, if they were trans, you think they're gonna be motivated to reveal that because you're online talking about how much you love, like, that's weird behavior.
That's the thing. Why are people still viewing it as some sort of quote-unquote secret that you need to uncover?
Yeah. It's like, right, let people be people.
Because even if we did know them in person, like me let saying they don't deserve us anything, people, you know, because they're celebrities and we're like fans. Even if we were friends of them in person, they still wouldn't owe us any, you know what I mean? You don't, you know, if you're transitioning, you don't owe your friend an explanation of that or something. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's so crazy. Imagine a friend's doing that to you. No, seriously, Julia, I think, I seriously think you're trans. Like, it just, it doesn't add up. And it's really, you cross the line.
Yeah.
And yes, characters are 100% different. And I did see there was like one comment or something because someone was like, this is disgusting. And someone did respond and was like, oh, to be honest, I always thought we were kind of talking about like them as the characters of like Peter and MJ, and like their Peter and MJ is like supposed to be like trans and whatever. Like, you know, like they were kind of imagining that, which that's fine because those are totally fake characters that do not exist. But I also, the way it's talked about, though, it's obvious it's not referring to the characters. I mean, the paparazzi photo in and of itself is just them walking in public. There's, you know, they're not on set or anything like that. And no one, that was the first time I even saw the names Peter and MJ in that discussion. So I do think, okay, maybe perhaps some people really genuinely view them as their characters and forget like they really do spend so, so, so much time together as themselves, as Tom and Zendaya. They're actually dating. They're not, you know. But it's crazy. And it's just, I think that, I swear to God, I'm not trying to sound crazy, but I really think that Tom being shorter and people viewing this relationship as like, oh, the girl is so much hotter than the guy, makes it easier for people to kind of view it as a joke and to kind of just, you know, view them as like these characters they can project their theories onto and, you know, splice in their hateful, violent ideology in with, you know, of this whole like transphobic witch hunt and everything. But I literally think that's part of it too. I think some people are like, some people just don't take them as a normal boy and girl dating. And it's just so funny because obviously we've talked about them for so long. I've been fans of them separately for literally so, so long. And then the second I noticed they were spending a lot of time together and stuff, I was like, that would be really exciting. And my favorite celebrities were dating and all of these things. But now it's funny because I was telling Miranda just yesterday, I'm like, every time I see like any tweet about them, basically, now I'm like, no wonder they didn't want this to be public. And I feel like a lot of people, it got to a point with Tom Daya where people were like, Z, this is kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like fans would literally tweet her and be like, girl, when are you going to be public with a relationship? And she would literally be like, never, with like a joking gif, because it got to a point where it was obvious there was something going on. Like there was just kind of no way there wasn't. And people were kind of like, Zendaya, at the end of the day, why are you this, anal about it? Like why, you know, the camera would come in front of Tom and he would sprint behind a van and people were like, okay, you know, does he really need to do all of that? And it's like, but now I get it, because there's just a million unwanted opinions and projections and theories and negativity about their relationship that would be really weird to read about yourself. And I mean, I applaud both of them for never feeling the need to like prove anything or debunk anything.
And especially, yeah. And especially now that they're so famous, I think it really does not help this thing of people treating them as real life people as characters, like not treating their characters as characters, but literally treating them as people as characters and sort of removing, which happens online and with celebrities constantly, but removing this thing of, you know, they might be seeing what you're saying, or they might be hurt by what you're saying, or confused, or whatever it is. And now they're so big that I just feel like that has gotten worse. And yeah, it's just projecting, especially about like gender and sexuality. It's like, why? Imagine if you met somebody in real life and you were like, oh yeah, like I think you're trans. And whether or not they are, either way, it's weird behavior. Like, do you not see that? Even if you are somebody who's like, I love trans people, and you're trying to come at it with good intentions, like, do you not see how that's weird? Like, if somebody wants to tell you that, okay. If somebody doesn't, okay. And also, there are people who are out. Like, again, I'm just like, there are literally actors who are out who would love this love and appreciation for their identity.
Right.
So why?
And I will say, I am someone who, to my face multiple times since I was like 6 years old, like multiple people have looked me in the face and just declared that I'm trans. And the way they say it too is transphobic. It's not like, you know, people who are allies or anything. It's like people are like, no, I know you're a man, which that's actually not the definition of trans then. But I've had multiple guys it's always like straight men that to my face, like, I know this chick is a dude. So I will say, as someone who has had that put on to me multiple times, it's the weirdest thing in the world. And like I said, I am a huge trans ally. I love anyone who is trans. Like, I, you know, I absolutely support the community, but it's a bizarre thing to put on to me. Like, I'm like, okay, how do you respond to that? Like, I'm not, like, I literally just am not trans, but like, okay. And it's also extremely closed-minded in this idea that, oh, because I have a deep voice, I must be trans. Or because Zendaya has sharp collarbones, I must be trans. Like, they're not even viewing, you know, the community as real people. They're viewing them as a list of characteristics. They're viewing them as a list of as physical traits, you know. Oh, that person looks like that, they must be trans. I mean, all the time we hear it with Hunter Schafer, guys being like, whoa, she's so pretty. I never would have known she was trans. I never would have thought. And it's like, that's not a compliment. That's just not.
Yeah, what in you general, think it's it a transphobic thing to really ask offensive. Somebody or accuses such a
but like declare
in this context. But to say that to somebody because one, like you're saying, you're like generalizing the traits and saying, oh yeah, these specific traits make somebody trans, and two, you're doing this thing which literally genderqueer people are trying to move away from, of needing to label somebody's gender and needing to like figure it out and needing to know, quote unquote, the truth, which is just all such BS and is literally what we're trying to move away from. And so it's just like, how do you think that that is progressive or good it's or not. Helpful in this
yeah.
world? I don't get it.
Yes, I agree completely with literally everything that you have said. And it really is bizarre because there are two people that I view as not at all controversial. And when I say not controversial, I mean both in a personality sense of like they don't do bad things, but also not controversial looks wise. Like I just didn't even think there were two people who would ever be like debated as, oh, is this a hot couple or not? Is this like a, you know, fun, hot duo? Yeah. I literally never imagined like anyone would view them and say anything besides I'm obsessed. So I just want to say to any tongue that rises against Tom Daya, you shall fall. You shall fall. By the way, not one of those fans of Zendaya who's like, she can't be around any guy who's not Tom. Or if they break up, I'm unstanding them or I'm unstanding Tom or unstanding Zendaya. That's not me at all. And they did break up before. And okay, I didn't bat an eye. I still love them both individually. That's not what, and I know Miranda's the same way. Like, we're not saying that at all in the slightest. I'm just saying while they are dating, I will be supporting it because as long as they make the other happy, fantastic. I was going to say, Zendaya, like, I would know. I could confirm.
Zendaya's PR person, so you better watch out.
I have to just manifest this. Yeah. I'm just going to keep saying that I am her
PR
person.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, yeah, just keep saying it. Just keep saying it. It's truth. It's reality. It's just so crazy to see the progression over the years that they have since they first started dating. And yeah, at this point, it's like they're barely even ever doing anything. They pretty much say to themselves,
"Yes,
what's
and that's the thing. There's nothing to discuss.
Okay. Beautiful people together. Like, what's not happy about that? You know what I mean?
Me
I
too.
Love beautiful people dating.
Yeah, at least Tom Holland wipes his ass. Like, I actually can't get over this. Like, I can't.
And stop talking about how you think it's crazy that they kiss other people when they're working their jobs.
Oh my god, we
forgot
to mention that.
Because,
of course.
What? People get so mad. People are like, oh my god, Tom's freaking out.
It's no,
like,
he's not. I can't even. And once again, I'm literally Zendaya's PR manager. I think I would know her this reactions and her feelings.
He's not DDG.
Exactly. He's not DDG. That's actually so accurate. Like, we actually have a celebrity couple where that does happen and no one really wants to talk about that. Okay. That's because DDG isn't even relevant enough. I mean, this whole episode is only made possible because Tom and Zendaya are genuinely so relevant. The more yes. relevant you are, the more people have to say. But no, I'm telling you guys right now, it's like actual confirmation, exactly. like right here, right now, everywhere, everything, every time, all at once, that they're not jealous when they see each other kiss other people. And you know why? I'm going to let you in a little secret. It's their job. And they've both been professional actors for a long time now. So I think they get it. Some of you couldn't imagine being employed as well.
Kissing someone with no feelings mm-hmm. behind of it. Behind
and
it.
Some of you couldn't
Unless
imagine.
Just you.
By the way, at least Other they're being paid different. To kiss hot people. You're not being paid That's and you're kissing well. Your ugly, smelly, poopy, tracking, non-butt-washing boyfriends. Like, can we please go over that? Dear God. Literally not even kidding.
The message of the episode
yes.
is...
Yeah, from now on, the term Tom Daya is synonymous with, like, genuine happiness and a genuine relationship that makes everybody on the street stop and smile and go, wow, two genuinely attractive people that smell good together. That's so unheard of nowadays. So let's bring it back. Thank you, Tom and Zendaya, for actually working hard for that representation of two good, normal, clean...
and wipe their butts.
Smelling nice people. If you actually notice, a lot of the times when they hang out... Tom, like, almost always looks, like, fresh out of the shower, actually. I'm serious. Do you remember those photos of him coming out of, he, like, spent the whole, like, we got, like, so many, like, candids then, like, this whole week. And then he's, like, going to the airport, I believe. And it's when he has the Supreme suitcase that was, like, a spider suitcase. And it was so cute. And he's wearing the mom jeans, like, this yellow shirt. I'm pretty sure in that his hair is somewhat wet. Like, he has so many photos mm-hmm. of him where his hair is somewhat wet. And I'm like, that's because he knows how to wash his ass. Like, he is in that shower at least once a day.
That's because he knows a boyfriend should be clean for his girlfriend.
Yes. Like, I'm tired of smelling these men. Like, God.
I think you should all be asking yourselves, why doesn't my boyfriend shower before he sees me? Because, yeah.
And why? I'm sorry, some of you could take that note, too. Like, this isn't even a gender thing at this point. I mean, yes, boys are so much more disgusting. But, like, at this point, too, seriously, if I walk past you and you smell bad, come on. Then you can never speak on Tomdaya. Because you don't even know how to, say it with me now, wash your ass.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this episode. Got a few rants in there, mm-hmm. as always. And the mm-hmm. point is, people already had so many varying perceptions of them before they were public. Now they're public. I mean, in one way, they are widely loved. Okay. I saw a tweet the other day that yes. it was Film Updates tweeting.
And we've led the
name two battalion. Actors you'd like to see in a rom-com together. Somebody puts them
yes.
as a
yes.
photo. It gets like 150,000 likes. Yes, they are widely loved. Some of y'all, on the other hand, need to get it together. And truly, if you want to be somebody who's talking about another person's relationship on the internet, there's some other couples that you truly could be judging for valid reasons, okay? Them is like, just be quiet. Just be quiet is my recommendation. Keep it to yourself.
Be quiet and get in that shower.
Yeah.
I don't know what's with me. I think because I work at a wax place, like, hygiene is just, like, talked about a lot. And there are some people who go for waxes and don't wash their ass. And there's poop on their ass.
Ew. That's crazy.
So, yes. Okay? This is the world we're living in, you guys.
And you know what? Julia and yes. I, just to brag, because apparently it's crazy, are two people who do moisturize our entire bodies after we shower, every time we shower. And when we tell people that, they genuinely act like we are insane.
I don't get it.
And so
they laugh out loud. It's so crazy to me.
It's a huge feat.
Apparently it's a flex that, God forbid, I replenish the moisture I have lost. Whatever. Thank you so much, Tom and Zendaya, for listening. Thank you to all of you for letting me speak my mind and really get into my own headspace here. I feel like this was good for me because also as Zendaya's PR manager, a lot of times like it gets hectic and I'm a little bit stressed and I work these really long hours that I don't
get
to talk
really,
about as much on the podcast.
Gets so stressed.
Out of respect for her.
Luckily her boss is very, very nice.
No, I do. It's a lot. That's the thing. I do it because I'm working for a great cause, which is Zendaya's fame and success and fortune. So I can't complain. But this podcast sometimes helps relieve that stress. Mm-hmm. So I thank you guys for listening and I thank you guys for supporting. And I really hope you'd enjoyed it. Please DM Miranda and myself or our joint Instagram account, the.p.in.rasp. That's
R-A-S-P. It will be tagged in the episode description.
We absolutely will respond to you. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you would like to hear next or let us know your opinions on this episode. We would love to hear them. Seriously, love you guys so much. Happy, happy Valentine's Day. I hope you're spending it
with someone
or certain people who actually deserve you. I know. I remember just
guys, happy Valentine's Day. I hope you find your Tomdaya. Whatever that means to you, I wish nothing but happiness and love. Right. I love Valentine's Day. And no, I've never had a real Valentine. Don't even talk to me about it. I love Valentine's Day. And I'm planning on, what are you going to do? I'm planning on baking a cake or cupcakes for Valentine's Day.
Well, I'm not going to do anything this year, as I explained to you yesterday. But normally I would be doing the same thing. When I do live on my own one day, it will be decorated. It'll be a blast. Think about it. Last Valentine's Day. It's actually when I was attacked by a bat and I had to make sure I didn't have rabies. But the one before that was spent with me and 11 close friends of mine throwing a huge Valentine's Day party in Copenhagen, Denmark. Like, it doesn't get much better than that. So, thank you guys so much for listening. Love you.
Love you all. You are all our Valentines this year.
Always. Mwah.
Bye.
Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed another episode of Miranda and I going on about God knows what this time.
If you'd like to hear more of our ramblings, come back every Wednesday for another glimpse into the one small but strong brain cell Julia and I share.
Unless, of course, this is our season finale?
Well, yeah, but we would have specified that before this outro, right?
I want to say yes, but it also seems like something we'd forget, seeing as you've just pinned us as girls with literally half a brain cell each, so...
Well, I assume that brain cell was 3/4 mine, and you had that 25% all to yourself.
As Miranda has made clear, join us next week or go back to our previous episodes to keep you quenched for the next 7 days. I'm Julia.
And I'm Miranda. Thanks for listening to us.
Put the P in raspberry. Miranda, you were like really behind on that. That was weird.
I wasn't behind.
You were, Miss 3/4 brain cell. You absolutely were.
Okay, well, you just talk fast, and I was taking my time.
Leos are always taking their time, and it's like, for what? Exactly, for what?
It sounded good. Our audience loved it. It sounded good.
And you know what? Yeah.